Hello and welcome to another episode where we dive deep into the heart of today's tech transformations. We're starting with a fascinating look at how AI is reshaping the data industry. It's not just about consolidation, there's a bigger picture here.
Absolutely. The data industry is undergoing a major shift. Recently, we've seen significant acquisitions like Databricks acquiring Neon for $1 billion and Salesforce buying Informatica for $8 billion. These moves are part of a broader trend where companies aim to enhance their AI capabilities by integrating advanced data technologies.
That's quite a hefty price tag. I can't help but wonder, what are the underlying motivations for these acquisitions? Is it purely about enhancing AI?
Great question. The core motivation is to access high-quality data, which is critical for AI applications. A TechCrunch survey from December 2024 highlighted that enterprise VCs believe data quality is pivotal for AI success. These acquisitions are strategic moves to fill gaps in data capabilities, which are essential for AI-driven enterprises.
So it's not just about consolidation, but also about enhancing AI potential. What challenges could arise from this trend?
One potential challenge is the integration of diverse data systems, which can be complex and costly. Additionally, there's the risk of over-consolidation, which might stifle innovation by reducing competition. However, the opportunity to leverage comprehensive data sets can lead to significant advancements in AI applications.
Speaking of AI applications, let's shift gears to sports. Wimbledon has introduced AI technology, and not everyone is pleased. What's the story there?
Wimbledon has replaced human line judges with an electronic line calling system for the first time, and it's causing quite a stir among players. Notably, British star Emma Raducanu criticized the system after it missed an out call, which was clearly visible on replay.
It sounds like accuracy is a significant concern. How are other players reacting to this technology?
Jack Draper, the British number one, also expressed doubts about the system's accuracy, stating it's not 100% accurate. The AI's errors have led to players losing points unfairly, sparking a debate about the role of AI in sports and whether it can truly capture the nuances of a game like tennis.
It really makes you think about the balance between technology and tradition in sports. Now let's explore a new feature from ChatGPT that's turning heads in the education sector.
OpenAI is testing a new feature called Study Together, which aims to enhance collaborative learning. Unlike typical responses, this feature encourages users to engage in a more interactive learning experience by asking questions and facilitating group study sessions.
That's intriguing. How does this Study Together feature differ from traditional ChatGPT interactions?
Instead of simply providing answers, Study Together prompts users to think critically and engage in discussions. While OpenAI hasn't officially announced its release, the feature is seen as a potential game changer for educational tools, encouraging more active participation in learning.
A collaborative approach to learning with AI sounds promising. Now, let's dive into a technical shift that's causing a capability explosion in large language models.
The introduction of reinforcement learning has significantly enhanced the capabilities of large language models like GPT-4. This method allows models to solve complex problems autonomously, as seen with projects like Baby AGI and AutoGPT, which perform tasks such as web research and coding.
Reinforcement learning seems to be a game changer. What makes it so effective for training these models?
Reinforcement learning enables models to learn by trial and error, optimizing their actions to achieve specific goals. This approach allows for more sophisticated and autonomous problem-solving capabilities, setting the stage for future advancements in AI-driven solutions.
From AI advancements to political influences, let's talk about how the U.S. is handling the $1 billion battery build-out.
President Trump is focusing on funding technologies like drones and electric aircraft, despite cutting support for electric vehicles. His budget impacts the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act, which aimed to establish a robust U.S. battery supply chain, crucial for various tech advancements.
This seems like a strategic pivot. How does this shift affect the broader renewable energy landscape?
While Trump's focus may appear selective, batteries are essential for multiple technologies beyond EVs, including drones and AI data centers. This funding could inadvertently bolster the renewable sector by supporting battery innovations critical for future tech developments.
Let's move from national strategies to state-level AI regulations. What are the key AI laws currently in the spotlight?
New York's Responsible AI Safety and Education Act is nearing approval, following in California's footsteps. This law aims to regulate AI use, focusing on safety and education, and is part of a growing trend of state-level AI legislation shaping the industry's legal landscape.
State laws could significantly impact businesses. What challenges do these regulations pose for tech companies?
Tech firms may face increased compliance costs and operational adjustments to meet new standards. However, these laws also offer a framework to ensure AI technologies are developed responsibly, potentially fostering public trust and innovation.
Speaking of innovation, OpenAI's stock compensation strategy is making headlines. What's the latest there?
OpenAI is increasing stock compensation to retain talent amid competition from companies like Meta. Last year, stock-based compensation reached $4.4 billion, which was 119% of their total revenue. This highlights the intense talent wars in the AI sector.
That's a substantial investment in talent. How does this affect OpenAI's financial strategy moving forward?
While stock expenses are projected to decrease as revenue grows, the current high compensation levels reflect the fierce competition for top AI talent. This strategy is crucial for maintaining OpenAI's competitive edge in the rapidly evolving AI landscape.
Let's pivot to a fascinating topic, the rise of AI agents. Can you break down the different types for us?
Sure. AI agents, or agentic AI, perform multi-step tasks autonomously. There are seven types, including customer service bots and IT ticket processors. These agents enhance efficiency by handling tasks without constant human oversight, offering significant time and cost savings.
AI agents sound incredibly versatile. How are businesses leveraging these technologies?
Companies use AI agents to streamline operations and improve customer experiences. For example, OpenAI's coding assistant helps developers by automating repetitive tasks, allowing them to focus on more complex challenges, thus boosting productivity.
Now let's explore the booming tech sector with new unicorns emerging in 2025. What's driving this surge?
In 2025, at least 36 new tech unicorns have emerged, fueled by AI advancements. While many are AI-focused, others, like satellite company Loft Orbital, highlight diverse innovation. This trend underscores the robust investment landscape and growing tech sector dynamism.
It's exciting to see such diversity in innovation. What does this mean for the future of tech startups?
The rise of unicorns signals strong investor confidence and the potential for groundbreaking technologies. As more startups achieve unicorn status, we can expect increased competition and innovation, driving the tech industry forward.
From unicorns to geopolitics, let's discuss the U.S. plans to curb AI chip exports to Malaysia and Thailand.
The U.S. aims to restrict AI chip sales to these countries to prevent smuggling to China. The Commerce Department is drafting export rules to tackle this issue, reflecting broader efforts to control China's access to advanced technology.
These restrictions could have significant geopolitical implications. How might they affect international relations?
The restrictions could strain U.S. relations with Southeast Asian countries, potentially affecting trade and diplomatic ties. However, they also reinforce the U.S.'s commitment to safeguarding its technological edge in the global AI race.
Finally, let's explore how Chinese joint ventures could impact U.S. battery manufacturing. What's happening there?
Trump's administration is encouraging Chinese EV makers to establish U.S. factories. The budget bill allows tax credits for joint ventures, incentivizing Chinese investment in U.S. battery production, which could revitalize domestic manufacturing and innovation.
This approach could redefine global manufacturing dynamics. What are the potential benefits and challenges?
The benefits include boosting U.S. battery production and creating jobs. However, challenges involve ensuring that these ventures align with national interests and navigating complex geopolitical landscapes. The strategy represents a delicate balance between collaboration and competition.
That's a wrap for today's episode. We've covered a lot, from AI's impact on data consolidation to geopolitical tech strategies. Stay tuned for more insights in our next episode. Until then, keep exploring the tech world.